With one gloved thumb, he pressed a candle flame into darkness. The hot wax spattered the table.
"Put all these candles out," he said, "or pull the curtains."
Then he strode to the doorway and left the room. Motionless, silent, one hand to her cheek, Mama listened, they all listened, as the uniformed men left the house. In a moment, they heard the car doors, the sound of its engine, and finally they heard it drive away.
"Mama,"
Anne-Marie cried. Her mother shook her head quickly and glanced at the open window, covered only by the sheer curtain. Anne-Marie understood. There might still be soldiers outside, watching, listening. Peter stood and drew the dark curtains across the windows. He relit the extinguished candle. Then he reached for the old Bible that had always been there on the mantel. He opened it quickly and said, "I will read a psalm." His eyes turned to the page he had opened at random, and he began to read in a strong voice. "Oh, praise the Lord! How good it is to sing psalms to our God! How pleasant to praise him! The Lord is rebuilding Jerusalem. He gathers in the scattered sons of Israel. It is he who heals the broken in spirit and binds up their wounds. He who numbers the stars, one by one." Mama sat down and listened. Gradually, they each began to relax. Anne-Marie could see the old man across the room, moving his lips as Peter read. He knew the ancient psalm by heart. Anne-Marie didn't. The words were unfamiliar to her, and she tried to listen, tried to understand, tried to forget the war and the Nazis, tried not to cry, tried to be brave. The night breeze moved the dark curtains at the open windows. Outside, she knew, the sky was speckled with stars. How could anyone number them one by one, as the psalm said? There were too many. The sky was too big. Ellen had said that her mother was frightened of the ocean, that it was too cold and too big. The sky was, too, thought Anne-Marie. The whole world was too cold, too big, and too cruel. Peter read on in his firm voice, though it was clear he was tired. The long minutes passed. They seemed hours. Finally, still reading, he moved quietly to the window. He closed the Bible and listened to the quiet night. Then he looked around the room. "Now," he said, "it is time." First he closed the windows, then he went to the casket and opened the lid.